Hi, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to continue our discussion about obedience, and specifically we're going to talk about what four actions can lead to obedience. So we found an article that lists tips on how to obey your parents. I don't know many kids that are going to be looking for tips on how to obey their parents, right? But these are really helpful tips, and not only for children looking to obey their parents, maybe you want to share this with your kids, but also just tips for how you can better obey God. Maybe it's your boss at work, or maybe it's the law. The same principles apply across the board with obedience. So the first one is just to listen. Listen to the rules and what is being asked of you. Really, really listen so that you're clear, everyone's on the same page, and you know exactly what is expected as far as obedience goes. The second one is to show respect. The rules are in place for a reason, and you may not necessarily agree with them, but wise people, or the wisest being, God, put those in place for a reason. And so it's important to show respect for them. The third one is to have patience. Learning obedience and learning to obey God or someone else, it takes time, and it's hard, and sometimes it goes against our human nature. And so be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the people leading you. Or if it's the other way around and you're trying to work with children who are not always the most obedient, just be patient with them. Eventually it will pay off. And the fourth one is to communicate. If you don't understand what's being asked of you, ask. Ask for clarification and then listen very carefully to the response. And ask sincerely. Really ask with a desire to understand and know. How does obedience really lead to wisdom? Think about that for a second. Are there people that you can learn from that are laying those guidelines in place? What can you take away from them and learn from them? And also, what can you learn about yourself through obedience? How disciplined are you? Do you have self-discipline? Can you do something difficult, like following a rule that you disagree with? Maybe it's not life-changing if you don't follow it, but maybe sometimes it's just important to follow the rules and show respect for the people who set those guidelines and those rules. Also, obedience can bring us closer to God and more in tune with God's plan for us, for sure. Well, Jerry B. Jenkins said, "I don't see success as the goal. Obedience is the goal." Try and think of it that way today as you go throughout your day. It might change your perspective on obedience just a little bit. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.